The magic that you've heard about and dreamed about is real, and it starts with a simplistic process of taking these generalized impulses of desire and starting to define them with more precision. This is the power of goal setting, and we don't understand totally how it works. There's something beyond just what we understand of writing something down. Something happens. You become a creator when you write down goals and you get clear as to absolutely why you'll make them happen. And by the way, that's the key that we're going to touch on here in detail. We've got to make sure that you not only set goals, but you get absolutely clear why you want them. Because there's a fundamental key to goal setting that changed my life, and that is this. Purpose is stronger than outcome. What do I mean? Well, I think that the purpose of goals is not so you get things. The purpose of any goal, the real reason to set goals, is what they will make of you as a person. Hey, look, at the end of your life, all the things that you accumulate are not going to make you happy. At the end of your life, all you're going to have is who you've become as a person, the moments you've created in your life that you'll never forget. So some people in life, they go out and set goals and they do it blindly. They say, these are all things I want to have in my life. And they focus, let's say, on things. And there's nothing wrong with focusing on things. I want you to have as many things as you want. That's part of life too. That's part of the manifestation process of creating results. But if all you do is focus on getting things, it may cost you. Some people in their desire to get things have given up their own integrity of who they want to be, of what they want to create in their life. And you got to be careful of that. You got to make sure when you set a goal, you know why you're doing it. Hey, you might work real hard, for example, to do something thing-oriented. Let's say you want to make $1 million. But see, $1 million only motivates you so much. Becoming the kind of person who is able to manifest total abundance financially and physically for themselves and the people around them, that's rather exciting. Having the freedom that you think the money will give you, or having the ability to give, or having the ability to do things that you think that money will give you, or having more time, that'll motivate you a lot more than just the money. Does that make sense? The problem with setting goals is, one, most people take them for granted. They don't do it seriously, and they don't do it consistently. They do it once a year, and they do it at New Year's. They run into the New Year syndrome. They set a goal, and they don't even look at it till a year later, and they go, oops, I kind of screwed up, and they set a new one. See, they have no power. Secondly, they don't realize the power of goals. They take it lightly. You know, they go, well, you know, yeah, I got these goals, but they don't make sure that they get it inside their head where it's absolutely real for them. They don't realize that when they set a goal, they're now creating something in life. And finally, the biggest challenge, I think, is that these people don't know why they're going for their goals. So the object, the goal itself, yeah, they get enthusiastic for a while and then it dies out. Again, why is different for everyone, but you got to find out the reasons. I believe this. Reasons come first, answers come second. If you get a big enough reasons to do something, to accomplish something, you can figure out how to do it. But if all you do is set up a goal and say, oh gosh, how am I going to go about it? You're not going to be inspired enough. It's not going to be compelling enough for you to really create long-term results. Every great success I know has figured out the why behind their goals, and that's their power. So in our process, we're going to spend a good deal of time focusing on why do we want these goals after we've identified them, and secondly, how are we going to go about making it happen. But that's secondly. We're going to start from the frame that we can achieve anything as soon as we think of it. Somebody once pointed out to me a long time ago that desire in its Latin form means of the Father. Desire. I thought that's interesting. In other words, anything that I desire, that thought process has been given to me, and with the ability to have a goal, I believe instantly comes the ability to achieve it. That ability is built within us, or we wouldn't have the desire in the first place. So come from that place and watch what you can do to create a new reality of success in your life. Now, I got a question for you. Do you know why goals really work? Well, there are lots of theories, but I'll tell you what a few of mine are. Number one, I believe that thoughts are things. That whatever we focus on consistently, we experience in our life. You and I know that's true from what we've talked about earlier in this tape. That if I pay attention to one area of my life and I focus on it, that's what's going to be real for me. That's what I'm going to feel. I also believe that whatever we focus on consistently, that our thoughts are things that as you think, so you create, so you manifest. So part of goal setting is just by having that focus, and again, having a consistent focus. You can't just set goals one time and then never look at them again and really expect long-term results. Although, hey, that's better than not having any target at all. At least your subconscious mind knows the general direction to move in. But the power is doing it consistently, reviewing them. But point number one is, I really believe that if you focus on something, you'll experience it. Secondly, when you set a goal, there's an interesting dynamic that happens. And that is, when you set a goal, basically you're acknowledging to both your conscious and subconscious minds that where you are right now is not where you want to be, which is you begin to notice the distinctions between where you want to be and where you are. And as you feel that distinction, your brain becomes dissatisfied. And part of what motivates human action is a sense of dissatisfaction. I mean, hey, when you're totally comfortable and relaxed, feeling pleasure, you're not super motivated to do whatever it takes to make things happen, generally, as a generalization. However, when we get dissatisfied, that's when we got some real power. In fact, I tell most people in life, one of the biggest traps that most people fall into is called success. For a lot of people, success is a trap. Because what happens is when they get successful, oftentimes they tend to party. When they fail, they tend to ponder. And out of that pondering, sometimes they make some new distinctions. Dissatisfaction is a power that you want to take advantage of, not something for you to try and hide yourself out from. There is real power in finding some things you want to move away from, because look, pressure is what creates human behavior. Pressure and tension are primary drivers of our actions. I mean, think about it on a ridiculously simple level. What makes you want to eat? Is it not a certain level of pressure or tension? What makes you want to make love and be with somebody? There's a certain amount of pressure that creates that feeling. Learning to manage pressure and tension in your life is probably one of the basic fundamental lessons we all must master if we really want to have a balanced life where we really feel happy and successful. But learning to use pressure and goal setting is absolutely critical. With literally no pressure to go for it, we have no motivation. And so a certain amount of pressure is generated when you clearly define what it is you want and you see that you aren't there. It creates a gestalt where your brain says, hey, I want that. I'm not satisfied where I am. And you begin to have that drive. Don't hide out from it. Welcome it. Look at it every single day. Pressure isn't necessarily negative. It can be very positive, again, if you look at it as a tool for influencing yourself to take consistent action towards your success. You all know the metaphor, don't you? I mean, pressure is how diamonds are created. They're just rocks that got under intense pressure, and now they're turned into a gem. You need to use that same metaphor for yourself and use goals as a way of pressuring yourself. Because, see, I know a lot of people, when they think about goal setting, they say, well, you know, I don't want to, like, commit to somebody else about this thing because then I'll feel all this pressure. That's great. That is fabulous. That means you're not going to back out. I mean, hey, when I decided a year ago I was going to work out every single day, I was going to exercise, I realized the best way to make sure I kept that commitment was, number one, understand why I was doing it. Not just say I'm going to exercise, and I realize in order to accomplish the level of goals that I have in my life, I need an abundance of physical energy, vibrancy, so I have something to communicate with, so I have something that can drive me. Without that, I end up running out of emotional gas while I'm continually driving up this mountain called success. So I didn't want to float down running out of fuel, and I decided I'm going to keep that up every day, and being physically vibrant requires a certain level of exercise. So I understood why, and I linked it to having better relationships. I linked it to having more energy for my kids. I linked it to how I'd feel emotionally. I linked it to my level of physical vibrancy. I linked it to my business success. I linked it to my ability to contribute to others. Boy, I had a lot of motivation going on there. But in addition, what I also did is I used pressure. And I went around, and on several of my programs, specifically on one I do for business people especially, called The Power to Influence, one for salespeople, on that program I made it really clear that the only way to succeed was demand more from yourself than other people would expect, and that I had decided and would absolutely exercise every day of this year. I might reevaluate in the future, but I do it this year. And I've kept it, and I'm telling it to you too, so I have to commit even more. I don't have a way to turn back. Do you follow me? Use pressure to your advantage. Use committing to certain people to your advantage, people that will not let you off the hook. That's part of the why. Sometimes you don't feel like doing anymore, and the only why is, hey, because I don't want to not keep my word. That's okay, whatever it takes to get you to follow through and create results. Because see, what we want to do to get ourselves to succeed is link pleasure to getting the goal and pain to not getting the goal. That way our brain will be driven to use all of our resources to make it happen. Does that make sense to you? So I know for some of you it may sound negative to say, well, what would it cost me if it didn't happen? But I think if you understand how the human brain works, we want to use the carrot and the stick. Hey, we're in charge. We can do this with anything with ourselves. And if we don't like our goals, we can change them at any time. Part of the power of goal setting is flexibility. Not just getting stuck because years ago you set a goal, reevaluating and saying, based on where I am and now in my life, is that still the right goal for me? Is that the right direction? I encourage people to set goals no less than twice a year, and I have them review their goals in detail at least once a month and review their top goals daily. It is that kind of consistent review that'll keep you on track and produce those results that you're committed to.